Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. And now it's time to look in the book bag and see what we have to offer. Roll.
Well, I thought I'd begin at least by recommending a book that Mark Schwiebert, whom we just have interviewed, has been reading and recommends very highly. You may have heard of it. It hasn't made any of the top bestseller lists, but it's worth reading. It's called The Boys in the Boat, Nine Americans and Their Epic Quest for Gold at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. The Olympics in Berlin in 1936, remember, was the Olympics where Hitler was going to show the superiority of the master race. And he got taken down a peg or two by several people. But this is something I didn't know anything about. The rowing team that entered the Berlin Olympics in 1936 from the University of Washington, none of those guys were Ivy League. They were not the usual kind of people that rowed boats in competition. But somehow they caught the mind of the hearts of the American public as they went head to head with the best rowers and the most elite rowers in the world. They had some advantages. They were the children of woodchoppers and loggers and boat builders and other blue-collar laborers. So they were in good shape, but they knew very little about rowing. And these nine guys, for a few weeks, really held the world's attention. So The Boys in the Boat by Daniel James Brown, a book worth reading if you like underdog stories.
How far did they go?
You have to read the book.
I see. Okay, well, all right, I'll read the book.
All right.
I'm going to talk about not a book, but a magazine. I have a bad habit of subscribing to magazines. If something pops up that looks interesting, I'll get a year's subscription just to see what's going on and then maybe let it lapse. But that means too many magazines are coming in the door all the time. But one that caught my interest was Arion, A-R-I-O-N, a journal of humanities and the classics produced by Boston University. And I deal with the classics in Greek theater, and also I like to read back in those days. And so I got it, and there are interesting things in here. For example, in this current issue, which is the winter issue, 2015, some of Shropshire Ladd's English poems have been translated into Latin by one of the scholars. They always have a little poetry, and you know, on campus here in the classics department, they meet every Tuesday evening with the students to translate from Greek into English. And you find quite a bit in that in Arion. The Iliad Book 24 from Homer in here is translated by Peter Green. And there's an original poem by David Gomez Caceres on Penelope, on the fact that, Odysseus left. And then the beginning of the book, there are four poems by Lawrence Dugan. Here's one. A theater needing a name for itself became the University of the Streets, Strindberg, Williams, Albee, exploring all the old valleys of discontentedness, the flawed republic of a southern county, a Scandinavian town with one honest man in it, places where the truth was frail, from courthouse to bedroom, the unnamed art of staged confrontation, performed again in a large east side basement before dark circles of folding chairs. Afterward, couples and loners scattered down Tompkins Street, as hopeful a group of people as I've ever seen, open to the thought, the idea become possibility, that this time the show would be memorable, that the Swedish preacher or Southern poet, even playwright X from Connecticut, would find a method of lighting the stage. As one who plays around in theater, I like that a lot.
Well, you know, somebody sent me a secret subscription to that, and I now know who that was. Thank you, Don. Yes, you did.
It was rational.
I do get it, and I read it. I would never have picked it up otherwise and read it, but well, it is full of some very good poems and some really interesting articles.
You know, I've done the frogs a number of times, and in here there is Frog Spawn, a play for radio based on the Aristophanes play. That's about as far out as I think I want to get about anything. But it is not your usual magazine. It's kind of thick, small. And if you have an interest in the classics, this is something I think that would pique that interest and stimulate it further. And with that, I think it's about time for us to head for the doorway. Thank you very much for attending today. I'm Don Wooten with Roll Tweet. This has been Scribble. Our guest today was Mark Schwiebert. We'll be back next Saturday for another guest and more on the Book Bag on Scribble.